in the water. I mean, this is real. This isn't fictitious. This isn't, and they know we've got good relatively good paved roads to us. That doesn't exist where they're talking about this property. It does not exist. We can get two cars past each other. These can't. Not even close. So anyway, this happens. This is the real people's lives that you're affecting. And unfortunately, it's just the nature of the beast. I mean, we can't help it that Taney County is difficult for businesses. You can go on to the next slide. It doesn't show up very good, but basically Williams Landing and Grandview Acres, I just kind of, you know, we're about a quarter of a mile. They're about a half mile from these. It's all wooded. You know, you had 67 structures in there. Fireworks get done, whatever, kids playing. You know, if he's going to leave it wooded and all that, great. But it's probably, you know, fire gets caught during 4th of July shooting off fireworks. The ability for that to spread. I mean, 45 minutes to get a fire truck there. Well, who knows the amount of damage? And guess what? All those people are going to jump in their cars, and which way are they headed? The heck out of there. And if they're going out, how are the fire trucks going to get in? They can't do it. There's no way in the roads in the way are right now. You can slip to the next slide. Ambulance response, we're 23 minutes. And as you heard Mr. Kenny talk about what his situation was, you know, who wants to go through that and just knowing that, I mean, we all choose to live there. Unfortunately, we didn't really understand what the decision we made being in Taney County on that side of the lake, and we didn't really have time to get there, where all these other big developments, the developers that built on the east side of the lake did it for a reason. They're close to fire stations, they're close to hospitals, they're close to highways. They have close access to highways. You're going to ruin two good neighborhoods that have been there for years by trying to bring this traffic through a neighborhood and not, you know, it was never dreamed that 67 nightly rental homes with people going in and out would ever be looked at. We can go on to the next slide. Sheriff, of course, I knew this was bad. I almost didn't put it in there. It's 42 minutes from here, from our house to here. You know, and I mean, obviously there's show. But I can honestly tell you in the year, 2+ years I've lived there, I've seen 2 sheriff's cars come through our area in over 2 years. So they don't come over there. You know, they're not around. They don't have a presence. And nothing against them. Nothing against them. I get it. You know, it's we're way out of the way for them to come over there and worry about what's going on. And really, we have great people that live there. We've all been there. I live there full time. Most of us in our area live there full time. Thank goodness. I guess the good side of COVID is I realized I can work out of my house. And guess what? I work out of my house now, so it's fantastic. And I get to enjoy the lake every day. You go on to the next slide. So we had a professional engineer do a detailed road study. It was given to the Planning and Zoning Commission. I was hoping it, I don't know if it got to you guys or not, but, you know, he looked at it only, you know, he was being extremely conservative. He only looked at like 1 to 2 cars coming to each of these nightly rentals a night when he did his traffic count. When you look at the, you know, 6-bedroom plus homes, you start looking at all the other data now and the number of cars are going to be there, it's going to be unprecedented, you know. But as you can see, all these percentages on here, the 25, 24, 26 around this corner, this is Mr. Kenny's house right here. This is Arundel. The Stone County does maintain this, but you've got a big breakover right here, and you've got a big breakover right here, which goes from 15% to 22%. You know, it's extremely steep, extremely difficult to get in and out of there. You have tight corners, and just be thinking about this when you see this. This is before, so this is coming off of, this is Ozark Hollow. It goes out to UU, so you go on down the way to Campground 86, the old campground. So you got to come here, you got to get through all this stuff. It's semi-paved, gravel, whatever you want to call it, somewhat maintained. So this is what the fire's got to get through before they ever get down to Paradise Estates and the wagon trail that goes back to those properties. And that's the problem. I mean, you're going to get through this, then it gets hard. This is the easy part compared to what you got to go through before they get there. You can go to the next slide. So just real quick, that's just a breakover. It goes from 13 to 19%. This is looking over the hill. You can see, you know, how far, you can see this bend right there. This is looking kind of back up. at that same area. So when you come to the hill, even in just a pickup car, a pickup truck or a car, you have to kind of edge up to see over the hill. Then you can take off and go down. Next slide. That's just so this is down at the bottom. This is Aaron Mall, where it ties into Post Oak, which then goes to Mr. Kenny's house, which is over here. You see a man standing down in this ditch, and that's what you're trying to make this corner, and there's a barn. Probably wouldn't a good idea to build this, and this isn't a barn. This is an immaculate storage facility that we call the barn at the bottom of the hill. But if an icy road, the chances are you're going, if you slide or a big heavy truck come in or kids at night coming in a hurry to get to their nightly rental, run off the road, they're going right into the guy's barn right there. But making this corner here because of these deep ditches and stuff, we're having a hard enough time having Stone County maintaining what we've got there, much less adding the number of cars that we're going to have there.
That particular road right there is maintained by Stone County?
This down to this part right to there. And then the Post Oak is not.
Right.
Yeah. Post Oak is not, but Arundel is. And you can see, it's already breaking up. And they had just redone this not too long ago, right? Just
these new. It washes out so often. They're always trying to come down there, and it's a really, even though it's county maintained, it's a really skinny road, and it's really steep. And we've asked them to try to do something to block people from going over the end in case of icy conditions, because it's a 22% grade once you cross over that hill. But anyway, they have not done that.
Yeah, and where you've got on that top picture where that breakover is, it's showing a breakover on Rundale where the grade increases. I can't tell you how many times I've been coming up there and all the way to the right as I can get on the road, and people fly over that. I've had my daughter get run off the road.
Yeah, there's a lot of accidents or runoff roads that don't get really reported as accidents. But one car going off into the ditch or whatnot, you can go into the next slide. This is right after you pass Mr. Kenny's house is right up over this area right here. So this is coming around that corner, the big drop off down to the ravine right here. This is along the culvert right there that goes straight across. It's 11 feet across right there right now. It drops 15 to 20 feet on either side of it down to where water is going through that. So it's right before you, that's right where you come off and you think that's where that steep slope is. Now you still got the other 6/10 of a mile to get back to the entrance to Mr. Worley's development. So this is the first bottleneck you're going to come to in the road right there. And to build that up and put a new culvert in and do all the work that's got to be done there, we don't even know how people are going to access through it when they're doing the construction, because it was never dreamed that what is getting ready to happen or potentially happen if this gets approved. This was not ever designed for that kind of traffic to go through there. I'm not sure. You see, this is down by the creek, so this is the top of the road. That's a person's, a 6-foot man standing down there to really give you the size. I mean, this is not just stand on the side of the road and I'm down 3 or 4 feet. I climbed down there yesterday, and I'm like, holy smack, this is, I started looking up, I couldn't even get my tape measured up. Figure out exactly what he was getting. It was too tall. It was too high. It kept falling over on me. You go to the next one. That's my truck sitting right there in the middle of the road at that point right there. You can't see. If you zoomed in, you'd see it's between 12 and 13 feet at this point, right where my truck is sitting right there. And this is the road just taken off to go on back to their development right now. And you can see it's just a dirt gravel road that's had minor improvement on it. You keep going. This is the corner right there. This one's just right at 12 feet across, if you can read my tape measure. Again, you got a culvert going through there. You can see how the mountain's coming down. It puts some dirt, and then it drops off. It's built up already 4 feet, and then now if you're going to go out another 12 to 14 feet to your right there, the trees you're going to cut to make that corner, add more culvert. I mean, this is a major undertaking. Next one. Another spot. Again, same thing. That one's right at 12 feet, and I measured on this one. I measured from right here over here, which is really not in the road, all the way to the end edge. But you can see there's only one in this road. There's no way, not even a golf cart, to get by me. Next slide. I think we've already covered the bottlenecks. And I'll tell you, our Mr. Morris has been a great man. He's done a lot for our community because he's making it a lot more of a year-round community with these golf courses going in, his shooting range going in, bringing the Big Cedar in and Christmas time in. This is not a three-month resort town anymore. This is much more March 1st to December 31st. Yeah, it may slow down a little bit in January and February, and my favorite time of the year here is January and February. Watching the eagles fly by, that all the eagles fly right over this piece of property that he's looking at. They're not going to be flying over and landing on 67 homes. It's not going to happen. Last slide, I think. Yep, so, trying to fix the roads, I don't even know how you'd go about it. Obviously, he hasn't brought the people of either HOA what he really wants to do, how he's planning on, other than, I'll throw money at it. But, the problem is we're not worried about today. We're worried about tomorrow, 6 months from now, 6 years from now, 20 years from now. Is he still going to be there, still helping maintain our roads? And I think we all, understand what that's going to do to us. The liability of our HOA, we're responsible for Post Oak. We're responsible for it, not the county. If we don't maintain it, there's an accident on there, who they're suing everybody. They're going to sue our people, they're going to sue our HOA. How are we going to deal with that? It's going to be extremely painful to the people. And these people are fixed income people. Most of them in that neighborhood are all retired people that live there. The one thing I want to bring up on Battleship Rock is he butts it. As I know, we have kids coming. I live right on the water on it. They come down thinking they can get to Battleship Point. They come, hey, can we go through your backyard to get over there? I'm like, that's not Battleship Point right there. It's the next point over. Well, if we just park here, I think we can make it. Like, I can't stop you from getting on core property. But go back there to a point where you can get on core property and go, you're not coming through my yard because I'm not going to be responsible for you going back there. Guess what? When they do that, they don't have life jackets because they're not on a boat. So all these kids, and there's nothing on that property. They have no access to the water, no marina. No, all these big homes, they all have to leave there to do something. It's not there for them to. There's no activity for them to do while they're on site there. So you're going to have 18 to 20 people in each of these residences. You know what they're going to be doing. They're going to go out, and they're going to find Battleship Point. They're going to. So I think we've beat on safety enough, but I just want you to know that at the end of the day, it's very obvious. We're a quiet residential community. Over half of our residents are full-time residents in our neighborhood, so we got 22 homes, probably 11 of them are full-time. We love our area, and we'd like to stay our quiet little area. And we have, a reasonable development up there. We understand it's going to happen, but not 67 nightly rentals that are going to bring the types of you count the cars going to have in my neighborhood because my office sits on the front of my house. We might have 20 cars a day go through our neighborhood. It's all our own people. We all take care of our roads. We know how to drive our roads, and we take care of each other. Make that same thing for everybody in Evergreen Estates and Paradise Estates. We're all good friends. We're all nice to each other. We're all compassionate against each other. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't catch your name. What was
it? Sorry, I'm Alan Snyder.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pull up Beacon real quick? So there's no access through. That doesn't touch the parcel, and there's no roads or anything through that to get to.
No, there's actually two parcels between it and Williams Landing.
And what's the distance?
That's 1,500 feet.
Okay.
And that's about 1,900.
Thank you.
Yep. It's a hike and it's rural. Okay, I don't need a slide.
Okay.
And I'm last.
Okay.
And I don't think I can come up with a whole lot new that hasn't been said. So all I'm going to do is I live on Tall Tree. My name is Dale Utter. I live at 106 Tall Tree. And, I've born and raised in St. Louis. I've lived in Springfield for 20 years. We moved to Lake about a year ago. Lived in Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, Cincinnati, well aware of development, seen it all. And we moved here to get rid of it or get away from it. We moved on a tall tree.